Bridges anything you want.
The number? 1-855-453. That's toll-free, 855-450-3733. And that number is brought to you by SACL CAI. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
All right, so once again, 855-453. You can take control. That's why we call this program Free Talk Live. I want to give you, I guess, a kind of a recap on Derek and myself, what we experienced today. And there's a couple things worth talking about here. I want to talk about your story with the troll here in a moment.
So okay, great.
We'll get to that. But I actually had what I consider to be probably, this may be the most successful day in court that I've ever had. Now, I've taken a parking ticket to trial before. This is my second parking ticket trial. The first time, I actually got a not guilty, and it was kind of a technicality thing based on the car registration being a different name and et cetera, et cetera. But I don't want to get into the details on that. So even though I won, I got a not guilty on that one, it didn't have the same psychic income. It didn't have the same level of satisfaction as what happened today. And today right. I was found guilty. So I was found guilty, and I had a better time and a better experience today. So, of course, on this program, we've talked about not taking the plea deal. And to recap, for those that aren't familiar with this concept, the idea is that the state, so-called, these people calling themselves the state, they only have so much resources. I'm not talking about the feds. I'm talking about, like, the local guys. Because the feds, we know, they can just print as much money as they want. But the local guys, you know, they're kind of limited in what they can do and how many cases they can prosecute and so forth.
Well, actually, I'd like to point out the Fed is limited, too. They, you know, not necessarily from the printing out of money, but, you know, during Prohibition, what brought them down to some extent was the caseload. I mean, it was just true. A tremendous amount of people that, I can't remember, I think it was something like, I don't want to make up statistics, but it was a tremendous amount. Some number like 40% of their cases or something had turned half of them.
True. I mean, they only have so many resources for human beings to prosecute. I get that.
And it's all about clogging up the system, too, making them pay a lot more money to extract money from you than they take in. So,
yeah,
I think on that count, job well done today.
Well, exactly. And that's the idea is, here in Keene, New Hampshire, and actually in Concord, where I got this parking ticket, it's like $10. That's the parking ticket cost. So it's a $10 ticket. And in Keene, it's $5, so it was bigger money. And they had increased my ticket to $40 because I hadn't paid it. So it goes up to $20 and then it goes up to $40. And I had asked for the, schedule a trial. Let's see what happens. And so the idea behind Don't Take a Plea Deal is to encourage people who 99% probably of people in any given arraignment in a court will take a plea deal. And it's understandable because court sucks. I mean, it's horrible to have to go through and file motions and deal with legalese and have to interact with lawyers. And no one wants to do that stuff. So I don't blame anyone for taking a plea deal. In many cases, it's the right choice for that moment. But for the long term, it's never the right idea. Because if everybody takes the plea deal, the people calling themselves the state never have to prove a single case.
Right. All they have to do is, when it comes to tickets, just put tickets on your windshield and collect money. Or pull you over, give you a ticket, and collect money. That's a pretty good deal.
Yep.
And they look at cops, the hiring of cops and the traffic enforcers, by the bottom line. They say, how much is this person going to make or cost? Cost us, and that's how they choose to purchase them. So, you know, to some extent, this is a...
they don't always look at the bottom line, and I'll give you an example of that today, because they're government, and they don't have the same incentives that a business might.
I think a lot of it is careful pricing, because pricing the ticket at $10 makes it enough to say, I'll just make this go away.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just pay it. Right. I don't want to have to go to court. My time is valuable, and people's time is valuable. So it makes sense from the, look, I don't want to go to court. I don't want to waste my time. I'd rather go back to work. I'd rather take care of my family. All of that makes sense. But the long-term result of people taking plea deals is the state never has to do any work. They can just count on people paying up. They can just run roughshod over people's rights because people aren't standing up for them. And if you want to have rights, you have to stand up for them. And if the state, the people calling themselves the state, are being violent and they're being aggressive and they're hurting peaceful people and they're ticketing people left and right, then at some point something has to change. And, well, you have to be the change you want to see. And so I'm doing that. I'm, not taking the plea deal. I got a parking ticket. I sent out my response to them. I sent my peace ticket, which folks can go, I think it's up at ShireSociety.com.
You should do it just for the sake of the comedy.
Yeah. You think it's funny, huh?
I do. I think it's hilarious that you've made up your own sort of official little ticket that you send back to them for wasting your time and that kind of thing.
It is funny.
It's funny that, A, that they can, you know, that they believe that they can make a piece of paper and your butt better follow it.
Yeah.
And it's also funny that you think you can make up a piece of paper and anybody's going to follow it.
Oh, well, that's just it. I don't think anyone's going to follow it.
They responded to this. Didn't they take this in
the first thing I did when I got the ticket was, when I got back home from Concord, I made up this peace ticket, which you can go to ShireSociety.com and click on the tools section. You can download the peace ticket for yourself if you want.
Great.
And use this wherever you live. There's one that's designed for New Hampshire and one that's designed for the whole U.S., so it's not just a New Hampshire thing. And basically, it kind of apes the idea of a ticket. There's little boxes that you can check. And it basically says that, you know, your agent has aggressed against me, I'm a peaceful person, and here's what they've done. And then there's several boxes you can check, so like kidnapping, threatening, stealing. You know, there's all the typical things that agents of the state tend to do to peaceful people. And so I checked off a couple of the things on there, and then it gives the agent a choice. It says you can either drop the charges, and we'll just call it even. We'll just, you know, you can make the peace. I'm giving you the opportunity to make this, you know, bring this back to a peaceful thing instead of having this adversarial relationship. So they can drop the charges, make peace, and I'll agree to not, you know, press charges in return or do anything else in this matter. We'll just consider it closed. Or the other choice is you can continue aggressing against me, which is what they always choose.
Mm-hmm.
You can continue aggressing, and then I let them know, the peace ticket lets them know, if you continue to aggress, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to take this to trial. We're going to take this all the way through. It's going to cost you as well. I'm going to make this cost you as much as I can possibly make.
Right. This is a $10 parking ticket mm-hmm. that you're taking to trial, because a traffic violation is essentially a criminal offense, and that's exactly, you know, what it is. Now, certainly they have their own traffic division and all that stuff, but they have to give you a trial for this, and you know, different municipalities have different rules as far as how these goes. Some make it more and less difficult to do, but you know, depending where you are, it may very well be worth doing this, taking it through, making them pay, you know, making them spend hundreds of dollars to enforce this $5 ticket or whatever.
So when I sent my peace ticket in, they never checked my boxes. I always give them two boxes to check. There's one where they can drop the charges, and the other one where they're going to continue aggressing. They never actually fill out the ticket, but it gives them some information. I put my name on there, and so they wrote me back, and they said they were upping the amount on the ticket to 20 or 40 bucks or whatever.
Because what, you decided to take it to trial?
Well, I ended up calling them after that and saying, hey, why didn't you answer my peace ticket? And they, you know, they said, well, you know, you owe us money. And I said, so you're not going to drop this then? And basically said, well, go ahead and schedule a trial then. That's what I told them.
So it did take a phone call after the ticketing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm clear, the ticket wasn't enough to schedule the new trial.
No, but the ticket was enough to indicate that I had received their charge and that I was objecting.
Okay.
To it.
So they were formally responding to it then.
Yes, and they actually sent it back to me in that particular case, or there was a Xerox of it or something like that. So the trial was scheduled. It was today. It was this morning. Derek and some other folks came out, and we had a nice little crew come up from Keene. And there was a gentleman from FreeConcord.com, Garrett, who does a great job covering activism up in the Concord area. FreeConcord.org. So he came out, and he actually had his video camera, and he put in a notice to record. And then the first thing that happened was you went in, Derek, with three motions. Actually, one notice and two motions.
Right.
What was it that you were up to?
Well, I wanted to make sure that I was able to record, so I filed a notice of recording just saying that as an individual of the free press, I want to invoke their right, their First Amendment, and I was clear to say it was your First Amendment on the paper, so that...
Right, because it's their society.
Right, and they were cool with that. The Judge Byron, I guess his name was, he
what
approved
was it, Boyle?
It. Yeah, it's Boyle.
Anyway,
he approved it.
They approved your motion or your notice to record after they'd already approved Garrett, so they actually allowed more than one camera in.
Right, which is unusual for the New Hampshire courts.
We'll come back with the other things that you asked for with these motions. One of them had to do with wearing sunglasses in court. So we'll get to that here in a moment to let you know what happened. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. You may bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today. Today.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack a day smoker will save $120 a month and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You could use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60 and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 85.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Use our toll-free number. It's 1-855-453. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
And we invite you on over to our website over at freetalklive.com. We have a webcam you can watch, you can listen, and you can interact because the chat room is built into the same page. Over at cam.freetalklive.com, and it's free like the rest of our website. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
You know, we're talking about these ticket situations here, and I have taken the Juris Dictionary course, and I used those skills today when I filed a couple of motions in my parking ticket case.
You've got another one, huh?
Yeah, it's a whopping $5. And it's a great opportunity to sort of jam up their system and screw with them. And something really, you know, something happened in when I was trying to get the case set up with the police department that allowed me to, you know, file a motion to dismiss based on prejudice. And this is, you know, it's for me, it's a hobby. It's a fun way to screw with them. You know, it's not just for tickets. Jurisdictionary isn't just for tickets, but you can use it for any situation where it works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney. The 4-CD course is so easy, the average 8th grader could learn it in a weekend. I have found it to be invaluable. The author of Jurisdictionary, jurisdictionary.com, he said that this is the civics course you should have had in school, because this really teaches you how to use the court system, how to motion.
Which, of course, they
evidence.
Don't want to teach you
they
in school.
They don't want you to know anything like that. And they have lots of free tools. Go check them out at jurisdictionary.com. And when you check out, make sure you use coupon code FTL. Let them know you heard it from Free Talk Live.
It's not like they know it at school either.
Right, the teachers would have no idea.
No, they're the victims of this in the same way everybody is.
So I'll tell you what, we're going to get back to Derek's story here in a moment about what happened in court as he filed motions this morning as I was going
right.
for a parking ticket trial, filed a motion to allow yourself to wear sunglasses, to be allowed to wear sunglasses in the courtroom, because apparently they get very upset about that if you just normally wear sunglasses into the courtroom.
And you
correct.
Do normally wear sunglasses.
That's true. This is part of my normal outfit.
He's in here every single time he's on the air with sunglasses on.
Yeah, we do this show in the evening, but the room is pretty bright, and rooms tend to be a little bright for me, so I just asked that I be allowed to wear my protective lenses.
There was that, and one other thing. We'll get back to that, but first, Matt is on the line listening in Illinois. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Mark Ian and Derek J.
What's on your
Good
mind?
Good evening, Matt.
Well, a couple months ago, I called in and told Mark about I had been arrested for walking in the forest preserve. And the reason I was arrested for walking in the forest preserve is because I'm a registered sex offender.
Oh, boy.
And they changed the law this year. When I was first convicted, and I spent 3 years on probation, while I was on probation, I wasn't allowed to go into any schools or parks or forest preserves or any place like that. I served out my 3 years of probation. I was done in 2007. And for the last 4 years, those restrictions had been pulled off of me. And in January of this year, they changed that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was unaware.
So you mean they didn't send you a certified letter confirming delivery that it you'd actually received notice that that had changed?
I signed a whole bunch of stuff that... I don't think that was one of them, but I have to sign with the state that says that I registered with the city. And then I have to go into the city, and they have a list of laws that you have to read through, you have to initial. And as I was going through that, I saw that law, but in my head it said it's just if you're on probation. You know what
okay.
I mean? You know, I read it, but I didn't understand that it was for that
sure.
It was reverting back that now anybody who was registered was not allowed to go to these places.
And I assume that they must prorate your taxes so that you don't have to pay for parks that you're not allowed to go into, right?
Yeah, they do that.
Otherwise, that would be taxation without representation. That's what they fought a Revolutionary War over and shot a bunch of people.
Yeah.
That would be it. Would be criminal to do that.
Yeah, I wish I could have made those kind of arguments in court.
Yeah, sure.
Well, so I went out and I found a lawyer to represent me. I tried to get the ACLU to represent me, because the ACLU was supposed to be concerned about civil liberties, and
mm-hmm.
I felt that this was a violation of all kinds of civil liberties and a violation of the Constitution.
When you were arrested, you were just walking through the woods. Was it near like a school or something? I missed that point.
No, it was in the forest preserve. I'm not allowed to be in the forest preserve. It wasn't near a school.
I was actually
with two other guys that I knew that were walking at the same time.
Just because you were in a state park, that's not
county. Allowed. Yes.
Did you show ID? Because,
how did the
officer recognize you as a person who doesn't belong there?
My car was parked in their parking lot, and I had to register my car.
I see.
So when they ran the plates of your car, it came back, bing, 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 registered sex offender. Gotcha.
And again, I live right close to these same forest preserves. I could have walked to the forest preserve rather than drive. I drive to a certain parking lot, and then I walk a certain path, and then I, drive back.
It's just exercise.
So what happened? I mean, you went to court?
Yes, I did. Last month, in September, when I went to court, they didn't have the arrest report. So the judge gave the state a continuance to get the arrest report.
They have to get their papers together,
Right.
You don't want to waste your time.
I was kind of hoping that maybe they'd lost the papers and the court case would be dismissed. But this month when I got back last Thursday, no, they had found them. And to make a long story short, I did take the plea deal. There was just no way I could spend any more money to fight this. It's just
facing if you didn't take the plea deal? What was the threat?
It was a misdemeanor class A misdemeanor, punishable by up to $2,500 fine and a year in prison.
And what was the plea deal?
I got 5 days slave labor for the police. It's called SWAP.
Like you're doing community service?
It's kind of like community service. I have to go into the police and they supervise as I work. I got 40 hours or five 8-hour days.
And it'll be for the police department, you're saying? It's not like trash pickup or anything?
The sheriff's department, no. It's not charity. It's not community service.
You're just a slave for the county.
I've heard about that before.
There's two different programs.
Yeah, you're just a slave for the county, kind of like I was when I was in jail, just doing whatever they told me to, that kind of thing.
So
that was it, just the 5 days, and there's nothing like hanging over your head?
You see, a conditional release, and the conditions are that I abide by the rules on my sex offender, which means not
which lasts for the rest of your life, right?
I'm so sorry, Bill.
That's supposed to be the sentences for the rest of my life.
And by the way, the term sex offender evokes all kinds of horrible pictures in people's minds. You didn't molest any children.
Well, according to them, I did.
I thought it was some sort of a thing with a teenage girl.
It was a teenage girl.
Right. Thanks, Matt. I appreciate hearing from you, man. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com?
Guess it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, How do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. The number is 1-855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we give to you there. The mobile site is one of them. If you've got a smartphone, you can just go to m.freetalklive.com, M as in mobile. Get quick access to our live streams and the podcast. Once again, that's m.freetalklive.com. We just got off the phone a moment ago with Matt, and he was calling to kind of update us on one of the cases that he was involved in. We've been talking about courtroom stuff thus far in the show, and he mentioned, kind of dropped in, that he was a sex offender. And I thought it was important to point out that whenever somebody says they're a sex offender, I think it's important to find out what that means. Don't right. just stop yeah. there and jump
it's
to a conclusion.
It's a loaded word. It could be somebody who is urinating behind a tree at a golf course or something like
That's
that.
That's true.
Could be all kinds of things. Somebody who's never heard anybody.
It could be someone who is 20 who had sex with a 17-year-old in some states.
Yep. Consenting sex,
right.
Depending on what the situation.
It could be a teenager who took a sexting photo and sent it to their teenage friends.
Now, that doesn't mean here on Free Talk Live that we're cavalier about sex offenses, and I don't think Matt is either. I know Matt, I've met Matt, and I've talked to him about this situation, and he doesn't seem cavalier about it. But I think that it's also important to realize that he's done whatever sentence they felt was going to fix him. And obviously nobody believes that the criminal justice system really fixes people. But he's done whatever debt he was supposed to serve. And one has to ask, what do you do with these people afterwards? Do you subjugate them and treat them differently than everybody else for the rest of their lives? Put them in situations, make it so they can't, make it more difficult to work, more difficult to live, more difficult to recreate, which is what they do to all of them.
Yeah,
and then
seriously,
expect them to act like normal folks and be good folks and not be driven into a desperate situation. I mean, now Matt's not as bad a situation as some sex offenders. Some of them can't live. You know, can't live anywhere because there's, you know, there's these laws in some states about it has to be a certain amount of feet from a church,
1,000 feet,
a playground, you know, places where children congregate. Schools, they end up living in tents out in the woods because they can't be anyplace.
Or in a trailer park.
Is that what you want to do? You want to take a bunch of sex offenders, put them all in the same place so they can create like a little sex offender gang of desperate men who can't work?
Well, it sounds like even Matt's having trouble finding any place to live because even in his hometown, he had to come across this new law himself. It's not like anyone had informed him of this law. So just because of the categorization that the government gives him, he has to be extra aware of what new laws are coming down the road.
And how
just
are you
so he
to
can protect
that?
Himself so that they don't go throw him in jail again.
Right, and how are you supposed to keep up on that information? I mean, there's so many new laws.
No person can do that.
They can change them at any time, and that's basically what got him all caught up. He didn't hurt anybody else. He didn't do anything to offend sexually. He was just walking through the forest.
Right.
And it wasn't like he was walking through the forest at a kid's camp or something like that.
He didn't have a net and a lollipop, okay?
Yeah. So just wanted to encourage folks, if anyone ever says anything about so-and-so's a sex offender, dig deeper, okay, and find out what that means, because there are so many people who are called sex offenders that haven't actually harmed another human being in any way, shape, or form. And I think that if you're going to call someone a sex offender, then they should have actually molested or raped somebody, that there should be some serious actual crime that occurred, not consensual sex between teens or someone in their early 20s and a teenager or something like that, which a lot of them are.
Right. So, and that can also hang around for a while, even after charges are dropped. Yeah. Well, even after charges are dropped, it'll still affect
your life. Right, just because you have the accusation.
Right. Yep. And that's a serious blemish on everyone's permanent record.
Some places will fire you just for the arrest.
Yep, that's right.
Speaking of which, during the break, we were talking about this during the break. During the break, we were also all puffing on our Vapor Smith's e-cigarettes.
Yes.
We got in a whole batch of different flavors here, and, you know, we were trying them all out. Derek J., what's your favorite at this point?
My favorite is vanilla.
Vanilla?
And I've been a diehard menthol smoker for 5 years, so
and you've
to
just
switch to vanilla is a big move.
Have you quit cigarettes entirely?
I haven't
mostly.
No, yeah, mostly.
Okay, mostly.
Like,
I've done a trip.
Extreme letdown.
Here.
Yeah, no.
And this is what I think a lot of people find is that they can, you know, to some extent they'll transition from the regular cigarettes to the e-cigarettes. They're so much better for you. They, by some metrics here, 20,000 times healthier. And you get, you know, many other advantages from them in that you can vaporize indoors. They don't smell. They don't leave your stink on your clothes. They're not as bad for you as from a health standpoint.
Oh, I would never let anyone smoke a cigarette in my studio.
And
never.
Right. But people vaporize in here all the time. Vaporsmith's e-cigarette is one of the very, very best made ones on the market, and you can get it for free. All you have to do is go to Vaporsmiths.com, order 40 cartomizers, pick any of the really great flavors. There's classics, menthol, cherry, vanilla, strawberry, cloves. Ian, you tried the cloves, and it tastes just like cloves.
I like the cloves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You go to Vaporsmiths.com, buy those 40 cartomizers, you get free shipping. You'll get a starter kit that includes, I think it's two of the little vaporizer deals, but that's what we got. Maybe, you know, maybe their baseline free one only has one. I don't know. You can even call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. If you can't do it online, it's vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR.
Derek says it's two.
Okay. Yeah, that was my experience.
You bought one.
And they give you five cartomizers, too, with the starter kit, right?
Yes, that's right.
45 total?
And you get to choose those flavors also.
Right.
So if you want to try a few out for your next order, I recommend doing it that way.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I've liked the ones that I've tried thus far. I mean, obviously, I have my preferences as well. I think vanilla may be my favorite, but I haven't tried them all yet, and that's my intention here. I've got a variety sitting in front of me.
I have a whole variety of them, too. Yeah. And, you know, the one thing that I've noticed is that, and you know, I'm an old former smoker. I haven't, when I've tried vaporizing these things, I haven't the next day felt like, oh, I've got to get some more nicotine. I haven't felt that way. I've tried the flavors and, you know, puffed on them for a little while, and it hasn't done anything to me as far as, now most of the ones I've puffed on have been the zero nicotine or the low nicotine or something like that.
That's a huge part of it.
Yeah, so I mean, I haven't felt any inclination to start smoking or anything.
No, I tried the full nicotine. You've got the clove one that I was using earlier, which is the full strength, and it's just, it doesn't do it. You know, I don't get a buzz off of it, so the nicotine one is more harsh than the ones that are the ultralights, so I just rather go with the ultralights, or I know they're going to have a new product coming out, which are zeros, well, you know, which I'm excited about.
We're not exactly the target market, right? We're two guys that don't smoke.
But I like neither, it. Neither is Dale, and he picked up a Vaporsmiths for himself as well. So.
Some people are excited about them here in the Liberty community in New Hampshire, there's no doubt. I wouldn't recommend these. I'm not going to go out and recommend people that don't smoke to start smoking these things, or vaporizing these things. But Derek, you are an ex-smoker, and you have largely transitioned to the e-cigarette.
That's right.
And
I have about one real cigarette a day.
That's the success story that they're looking for at Vaporsmiths.com.
Right. That's down from a pack.
Yeah, from a pack a day to one cigarette.
Yeah, they're a lot cheaper, too, right?
Huge difference. They're saving me money. They're making my clothes smell better. They just, able to smoke them in courtrooms while I'm working.
And you wear some nice clothes, so, I mean, it's a good combo. Let's go to David. He's in Keene, here on our very own Keene, New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
David, what's on your mind?
This is my question. I recently got a ticket, and it cost $65. I haven't paid it. I'm torn between paying it and taking it to court. And I have been recognizing some people taking tickets to court. And then I've heard people say things like, well, we want to cost them as much money as possible or something like that, right?
Right.
And then I think, and sometimes people go to great expense to of their own personal expense to do that.
That's true.
Like,
that's what I did.
Trips or just time of their own time.
Yeah, that's worth it.
So it makes me, I'm not really completely understanding why the expense, when there's so many people who are like taxpayers and they're like, they're not on board with things, and they're like, why are you sticking it to us type of thing? You know what I mean?
Right, well,
so
taxpayers,
I don't completely understand it.
Taxpayers may very well say to the say to you or to themselves or whomever, hey, well, by you taking this ticket to court, just to take it to court, you're costing us money.
Right.
And let's address what that complaint, because it is not an uncommon one.
All right, David, if you want to stick with us, you're welcome to, but otherwise, thanks for the call. 855-453. We'll address that when we return.
Yeah, I think it's important.
At 855-450-3733, you can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Greetings again, this is John Swenson at Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. You know, I have the same crystal ball that you have when it comes to what's just around the corner, but we both know that there's nothing on the financial horizon that looks very good. The single measure of good news is that precious metals continue to outperform everything else out there. Right now is the time to take a hard look. Pricing is more attractive now than it's been in many months. Historically and traditionally, this is when prices rise the fastest. They haven't. And opportunities knocking. Please give me a call, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise you an informative, no pressure, no nonsense conversation. We might even have some grins. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. Just make that call. Thanks.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of these airwaves. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. They have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. Really, it's three companies in one. They do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. The way they treat your customer reflects on you, and they know that. So their staff is respectful. They record every call and have the best equipment that money can buy. You can go to SACL CAI's website through their banner right over at freetalklive.com, the top right portion of our website. Once again, that's SACL CAI. Joining you here in the studio tonight, it is Ian
and Derek J.
And Mark.
So we've been talking about court stuff here, and actually we were going to jump into a question that David had called in about, because at the beginning of the show we were talking about not taking a plea deal and advocating that people who receive tickets for silly nonsense like parking violations or speeding, for instance, take things to trial. And generally, the idea of don't take a plea deal applies to all kinds of so-called crimes that don't involve victims, so like drug possession, etc. Obviously, the higher up on the scale of offenses you go, the more risky it becomes to not take a plea deal. But the concept is sound, and that is that if more people didn't take the plea deal, then they would not be able to get away with this crap anymore.
Plus, a lot of times they don't really even have evidence or a case against you.
Yeah.
They just propose to. So, you know, to take a plea deal before, hey, you do discovery or something, this is where jurisdictionary.com comes in. You need to know what these people have. You don't just go talking to them and making deals without even knowing. Plus, if you are going to make a deal, certainly don't take their first offer.
And I think it's important also, not taking the plea deal raises a lot of backlash from citizens in the community against their politicians, saying, you're wasting our money prosecuting all of these peaceful people. Just stop it. Just, you know, find some real criminals.
Well, I think you touched on the point that should be made about this idea that some people will object to the idea of not taking the plea deal by saying, well, you're costing me. If you're costing the system, you're costing me as a taxpayer. So you not taking the plea deal, Derek and Mark, you guys are making so I have to pay more taxes.
But whose choice is it, really?
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, whose choice is it that this is being taken to court? Is it really David's intention to go after Keene's money by parking in the wrong place and then bringing them to trial for it. Like, it's obviously the city government who's going after him. It's right. Their choice that they made. And so if the public is going to be mad at anyone, be mad at the city government.
That's the problem that some people have, is they blame the victim. I mean, that's essentially what's going on here. They do it in this instance. They'll do it in the instance of activists being activists and getting arrested for doing activism, civil disobedience, whatever. They always look at the victims, the people who have become the victims of the police's aggression, and they'll say, well, if you guys didn't do your activism, then the police wouldn't have arrested you, and then wouldn't have to spend all this money to put you in jail, or if you didn't take this speeding ticket to trial, Mark, then we wouldn't have to pay for it.
I got this from two different people, the sort of, you know, your normal folks, your muggles, you know, when I did this the last time, they're like, just pay the ticket. I mean, the idea that I would take these to court, I would say, you don't have to pay these, all you have to do is take them to court and they'll drop them. They're like, they were horrified that you would say something, that I would say something like that, because I guess they want the system to be held together or something. I mean, that's what their concern is. I mean, if the system is just, then it would be held together. But I think that there's some real problems from a jurisprudence standpoint with tickets, parking tickets. You can't prove that I did something. They're essentially ticketing the vehicle as if the vehicle has a wallet and can pay and can somehow be chagrined and ashamed that it broke the law. I mean, it's absolute nonsense. That's my contention. But the idea here is that, you know, that what people fail to understand is it takes two to tango. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm taking this to court. But remember, so are they. They could choose to not do this.
Yeah,
they could always drop it.
Right.
I asked right at the beginning of the trial today, I suggested, well, you guys could, the judge, the man in the robe, asked me, are you ready to go to trial? I said, well, I'll go, but they could drop this if they wanted to, and the prosecutor refused to.
Right, and, you know, I may be costing you a few hundred dollars by taking my traffic ticket to court, but they're costing you tens of thousands, millions, I mean, whatever they're costing you on a daily basis, because that's what they do. They're bureaucrats, and they suck time and money like a vortex.
Well, right, and the unspoken part of what they're saying to you, and I think you're right, Mark, that they want to keep the system together. But you know, it's kind of the unspoken part of the idea of, well, you shouldn't take the plea deal because it's costing taxpayers money. They're essentially advocating for obedience. Really is what
Absolutely.
They're saying.
Just blind obedience. Whatever the law is, just follow it so we don't clog up the system.
Let's use reductum ad absurdum. Now, understood. Now, I understand this isn't the best. This is extreme. But that's the idea, is to take a logical look at this and so that we can understand it. Were the slaves clogging up the system by choosing to run away? I mean, for goodness sake, slave hunters had to go out and get them and bring them back to their masters. This stuff costs money. This is taxpayer money being spent for slave hunters. Were the Indians, by not getting off the land and just being a real pain and fighting back and stuff, were they being a hindrance on the taxpayer?
Mark, just get on the train, okay?
Right. Right. And so here we go. We'll lose the argument by going ahead and bringing up the Nazis. Were the Jews, by not killing themselves in the concentration camps and waiting for the gas, think what they could have saved the German people in mustard gas alone if they would have just gone ahead and swallowed their own tongues or something.
Let's go to Jericho, listening in Mount Jackson, Virginia, to WSVG. Hello, Jericho.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, the caller you had a few minutes ago, he said he was on probation in the parks.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. Am I hearing this correctly? He's a sex offender, correct? He needs to be registered and stuff.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to state my position pretty clearly about this. This is coming from one American person in Virginia. I'll speak for myself, but I can tell you right now, millions agree with me. I'm not going to sit here and list names, but I can tell you right now, my neighborhood, we're fed up. We're fed up to the top of our heads with this issue. Okay? I believe that shoplifting, drug crimes, everything else, you serve your probation and you get your rights back and come back into society. For nonviolent, non-sexual type crimes. Okay? I stopped there with the child molesters and the rapists. Okay?
Well, as was pointed out, just because you're a sex offender doesn't mean you're a child molester or a rapist. You understand that, right?
Well, I do understand that. I can tell you right now, the whole sex offender system right now, the way it's treated, is just totally bogus.
Okay.
I mean, me and everyone I know, okay, and I can't speak for everybody in America, but I can tell you everyone I know does not want these people on the streets with them to begin with. And there are some terrible BS you know, situations where a 17-year-old boy is with his 15-year-old girlfriend. He has no business on a sex offender registry.
Okay.
We have in our society millions and millions and millions of perverts walking the street. And I can tell you right now, in Shenandoah County, Virginia, they are not concerned about the issue. The people are, and we're having an election coming up. Anybody listening to me on WSBG, we have an election coming up next Tuesday, a week from today. And we need to really make some changes in this place. But I can tell you right now, in my own family and a close friend of mine in Shenandoah County has had sex molestation type things happen in their family. And these people did jack squat about it.
Well, I don't know I believe the scare story that there are millions of perverts lurking out there just waiting to come after your kids. I mean, a lot of the times the people that are actually doing child molestation and rape are actually relatives of the kids. So it's not like if your kid's walking down the street to the neighborhood park that they're going to get pulled into somebody's house.
It's the father, the next door neighbor, or some guy that blows through. Anybody that gets caught at that kind of crime doesn't deserve to be part of society anymore. I don't want them in my neighborhood.
Don't you believe that people can change?
No, not child molesters. No, because it's proven medical fact that they're not rehabilitable.
Well, wait a second, Jericho. Hold on. You're spitting out a bunch of stuff here. I've got a couple of things to say. First off, fathers, less statistically likely, as I understand it, I've looked through these numbers, than mothers to sexually molest, because fathers are mostly not there.
I didn't hear what you said. I apologize.
Fathers are statistically less likely to sexually molest than anybody else because they're less likely to be there. You suggested males, and I'm telling you mothers are more likely to sexually molest than fathers are. Wait a second.
Caught, they should be in society.
I gotcha. I just wanted to make sure that we're not talking about just men here, because that's what you kind of alluded to. You said fathers or uncles of the guy next door, and I want to make sure that you're clear on this.
No, we're very clear on that.
Sex offenders are less likely to reoffend than several other categories of crimes. Now, this may be because they include all kinds of peripheral offenses, like having 15 and 17-year-olds having sex or peeing behind a tree and that kind of thing. But sex offenders are less likely to offend than thieves, for instance, reoffend than thieves.
Okay.
So my question, Jericho, I got a question for you now.
Go ahead.
All right. So you get a situation where a guy does something or a woman does something or a person does something that they regret and that they perhaps touch somebody in an inappropriate way, and say they get a small sentence.
After the commercial?
Yes, absolutely.
Yep, absolutely. Yes. They get a small sentence, and then what do you do about them?
Bringing that back here in a moment. More with Jericho, 855-453. You can answer that question as well. 1-855-450-3733. Isn't it possible people can change? I believe that to be true. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kidessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.